This is Daniela White with Urban Christian News Network. Thank you for joining us on this Wednesday, June 21st, 2017. Here are the top news stories that you need to know about right now. First, today, according to the Christian Post, the Reverend Henry J. Lyons, who once headed the National Baptist Convention USA, the largest and oldest black religious convention in the United States, before he was convicted of swindling money from the organization in 1999, was recently ousted from a Florida church after being accused of committing similar crimes. Church leaders at the New Salem Missionary Baptist Church in Temple Terrace, Florida, voted last Thursday to remove the 75-year-old Lyons as pastor of the church after he was accused of misappropriating funds for his personal benefit. Second, today, according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, a Savannah pastor must spend 28 months in prison and pay his former church more than $178,000 after authorities say he stole tithes and church donations and put it in his personal account. 47-year-old Corey McGill Brown was sentenced on Friday just months after he pleaded guilty to mail fraud that led authorities to the embezzlements that occurred between 2008 and 2014. Brown deposited the stolen funds into a shadow bank account called Romans 12 Ministries and used the money to make purchases at lingerie and leather goods stores. Third, today, according to the Associated Press, Republicans retained control of Mick Mulvaney's U.S. House seat, with Ralph Norman winning a special election victory that was closer than expected in South Carolina's 5th Congressional District. The GOP had strong hopes it would hold on to the district where President Donald Trump defeated Hillary Clinton by more than 18 percentage points. Mulvaney rode a Tea Party wave to victory in the 5th District in 2010, defeating a three-decade Democratic incumbent. Fourth, today, according to McClatchy, anxiety levels of Americans over matters such as war, terrorism, hacking, and identity theft have spiked in recent years, leaving the nation near average in a global barometer of perceptions of security, a survey released on Tuesday said. Concerns about war and terrorism top the list of matters gnawing at Americans, according to the UNISYS Security Index. But viruses and hacking, bank card fraud, and identity theft also stoke insecurity. The UNISYS Index surveyed more than 13,000 people in 13 countries in April and is considered one of the only recurring global snapshots of citizen perceptions. Fifth, today, according to WWJ, Bishop International Airport near Flint, Michigan, has been evacuated after a police officer was stabbed. The incident happened just after 9 a.m. inside the airport along I-75 near I-69. Michigan State Police say the officer involved is in critical condition, adding that the airport will remain closed until further notice. All passengers are safe, according to a message posted by the airport on Facebook. Sixth, today, according to Billboard, Stevie Wonder spoke out about Black Lives Matter and youth gun violence at the North Minneapolis Conference on Peace on Saturday. Wonder said, quote, "It is in your hands to stop all of the killing and the shooting wherever it might be. You cannot say Black Lives Matter and then kill yourselves, because you know we've mattered long before it was said, but the way we show that we matter, the way that we show all the various people of color matter, is by loving each other and doing something about it. Not just talking about it, not just waiting to see the media and press come when there's a horrible thing." Wonder's statement came after he highlighted the fatal shooting of Philando Castile during a traffic stop by former Minneapolis police officer Geronimo Yanez. On Friday, Yanez was acquitted of all charges by a jury. Finally, today, according to Religious News Service, evangelical Christian leaders are spearheading a campaign for criminal justice reform, calling for equitable punishment, alternatives to incarceration, and a different take on the tough-on-crime language of the Trump administration. James Ackerman, CEO of Prison Fellowship Ministries, at a Tuesday news conference at the National Press Club, said, quote, "Our country's over-reliance on incarceration fails to make us safer or to restore people and communities who have been harmed." Joined by Black, white, and Hispanic officials of evangelical organizations, he introduced the Justice Declaration that has been signed by close to 100 religious leaders from a wide range of Christian denominations. As you go throughout this day, keep this word in mind. Jeremiah 17:7 says, "Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is." A.W. Tozer said, "True faith rests upon the character of God and asks no further proof than the moral perfections of the one who cannot lie. It is enough that God has said it." God loves you, always has, and always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, today is a good day to get to know him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask him to come into your heart, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thanks so much for listening, and may God bless your day.